always one to reuse content, I thought I would share with you a little extract from a blog post I've just written for eConsultancy.com. If you haven't been to eConsultancy.com, I would recommend checking it out, especially if you come from a kind of marketing background and you're a website owner that approaches the web from that kind of perspective. Anyway, the article that I've written for eConsultancy is called "Hiring a Web Designer is Like Getting Married." And I wanted to share in particular the very first point that I make in this article, which is the first thing to remember is when looking for a web design company, looks on everything. It's easy to be seduced by the prettiest girl in the room. However, she could easily have bad breath or a terrible personality. And with web design agencies, website owners do face a similar challenge. An agency can have a stunning portfolio, but that doesn't mean you should consider them attractive. A site's aesthetics is only one factor in picking a good web design agency, and it is only one factor in a successful website. Like bad breath, a poor user experience can undermine a site's attractiveness. Even if it looks ooh and ah, it doesn't mean it's easy to use. Also, remember that when you're picking a web design agency, as well as them producing great work, you also want one that's personality and approach matches your own. It would be a mistake to hire somebody that had a different outlook on the whole project to you. It's only going to lead to disagreements and an eventual breakup. A successful working relationship is just as important as your designer's ability to produce visually attractive work. So go check out that article, "Hiring a Web Designer is Like Getting Married," on eConsultancy.com for more overstretched analogies.